In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Since it's a weekend evening, let's start with a story about movie stars. Who is your favorite? I personally admire Keanu Reeves. He's not just a talented actor known for his remarkable performances, but also a person of noble character. Despite his fame and wealth, he remains humble and grounded. You'll find him riding the subway, chatting with homeless people, and even standing in line with ordinary fans in the rain, waiting for his movie premieres. He doesn't let fame define him. He knows who he is and lives with integrity and kindness. This raises a powerful question. How do we define who we are? As Christians, this question is deeply concerned, connected to another. Who is Jesus Christ, the one we confess as our Lord? In the book of Exodus, God instructs Moses to prepare the Israelites for his presence on Mount Sinai. For 2 days, the people cleansed themselves, washed their clothes, and readied their hearts. God's holiness was so great that anyone who touched the mountain would die. Jesus Christ is the only Son of this God, eternally begotten of the Father, true God from true God, and of one being with the Father. His disciples followed him closely, shared meals with him, and even sailed in the same boat with him. Yet, even they struggled to grasp who he truly was. In today's gospel readings from Matthew, we find something striking. The wind and the sea recognize Jesus and obey his commands. And even demons acknowledge him as the Son of God. Yet the people closest to him do not understand who he is. When Jesus calms the storm, the disciples ask, "What kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" And when Jesus casts demons into a herd of swine, the people of the gatherings, blinded by their loss, beg him to leave instead of rejoicing over the marvelous thing done by Son of God in their own town. Knowing who Jesus is profoundly impacts how we understand ourselves and how we live. The swine herders, consumed by their economic loss, missed the miracle before them. Their fear of loss blinded them to the grace in their midst. Similarly, when we focus only on our immediate gains and losses, we too become blind to God's presence and the needs of those around us. If we don't know who is with us in the boat, we will inevitably panic when the storms of life hit. Like the disciples, we might cry out in fear, questioning why Jesus seems to be asleep in our crisis. But if we truly know who he is, we can rest in the assurance that no storm, no matter how fierce, can capsize the boat he is in. The God who commanded preparation and reverence on Mount Sinai is the same God who took on flesh and walked among us, facing suffering, death, and resurrection, all to reveal who God is and who we are in him. So I ask, do we truly know the one whom both the natural and the supernatural know and obey? I hope we take the time to reflect on ourselves and consider whether we are foolishly trembling in fear or begging him to leave, failing to recognize the one who is with us. Imagine this. If the disciples who boarded the boat with Jesus had truly known who he was and understood the love and grace they were receiving, how might the story have unfolded differently? Instead of panicking, they might have slept soundly next to Jesus, even as the boat was tossed by strong waves. When they awoke, they must have burst into laughter at the sight of one another, drenched in water that had splashed in while they slept, looking like mice in a swamp. And as they watched the beautiful sunrise over the calm waters, they must have praised God for the new day. What if the people of Gadarene had recognized who Jesus truly was? Instead of focusing on their loss, they would have welcomed him with joy. The once possessed man, now healed and whole, would have been celebrated as they reunited with their families, transforming a moment of fear into a communal thanksgiving. The entire town would be filled with tears of joy. Instead of driving Jesus away, the people would have gathered to give thanks, turning their fear into a great feast in honor of the one who had set them free. This is the life Jesus invites us into. A life where we face unexpected challenges with boldness and courage, unafraid of the storms because we know who is with us. A life where our focus shifts from our own gains and losses to the well-being of our neighbors. And where our prayers reach beyond ourselves to embrace the needs of our community. May we live into this version of the story. May Christ's presence embolden us, his love free us from fear, and his grace move us to reach beyond our own concerns. May Jesus Christ be with you in your life and in this community, and may you live fiercely in the grace he gives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.